This guided meditation is with eyes closed. And in this meditation, you're going to do nothing at all. Now there's lots going on. Thoughts, feelings, sounds, and so on. So perhaps on that side of the equation you could say that you're doing lots of things. Certainly lots is happening. But the other side of the equation is the emptiness that is taking everything in. And there's no possibility at all of doing anything there. It's empty of doing. So the great thing is that you don't have to somehow stop doing. Slow down, calm down, let go. Those are all on the doing side of the equation and have their place. But on this side of the equation, nothing here in the emptiness. No movement, no effort. And you don't have to force things out of the emptiness and place them over there on that side of the equation. They're already there. This is the perfect union of opposites. Nothing doing here. And everything doing there. Dividing line. No thoughts in the emptiness. No mental activity. No mind. And at the same time, probably lots of mind. Going on. as it were. It's a bit like looking over a perimeter or something, and lots of things going on over on that side of the perimeter, including occasionally some dangerous animals walking around there. Challenges, memories. Things you'd rather not be there. But they will stay on that side of the perimeter. It's a very good security setup. And on this side, you're safe. But I say anyway, I'm not safe by running away or turning away. I'm just safe whilst including all of that. And be aware of that perimeter, so-called. The line between all that activity, all those things, all that doing, the line between that and this not doing, this emptiness, this stillness. No dividing line. You include everything going on. And as I say, this isn't a matter of controlling what's going on. There's no control this side of that line. I suppose you could say, I mean, in a very simple way, you could control your breathing at the moment. I mean, you could take a deeper breath. I don't know if that's control, but there's something going on there. But on the emptiness side of the equation, you can't change anything there. I can't. Because there's nothing to change there. so you have the best of both worlds. I find it relaxing to be aware of the not doing here that contains all the doing there. It's like being on holiday or something. What are you going to do? Nothing at all. But in fact, nothing at all by itself would be fairly boring, I think. It's the doing nothing combined with the doing everything. If you're like me, there's lots going on. Thoughts, memories, judgments, feelings. Now, in as much as this is a meditation, is that okay? Are you doing what you should be doing? Whatever that is. Well, I say that meditation is about being aware of who you really are, what you really are, not just of the content of awareness, but of awareness itself as well. The space that's including all of that activity, the not doing as well as the doing. Some meditations focus on the breathing, don't they? So become aware of your breathing. But I say, don't overlook, while you're doing that, don't overlook the place where the breathing is happening. Don't overlook who is breathing. I find there isn't a person here breathing. The breathing is happening in the space here. Which isn't breathing. So far in this guided meditation, what have you done? What have you achieved? Well, on one side of the equation, I suppose, you've done this and that. But on the other side of the equation, on this side of the equation, nothing has happened. You've done nothing at all. You're idling. There's a great freedom in this, isn't there? Finding this place where you do nothing and can do nothing. Without, of course, cutting yourself off from all that you are doing and experiencing. There's no dividing line. So it's not a matter of somehow avoiding, ignoring, denying what's going on. Not at all. But you're seeing that at center, you are still, empty, not doing. And no one can make you do anything there. I mean, they just can't. It's like being immovable. Well, it is being immovable. But it's not a sort of immovable fortress that keeps everything out. You're open to the world, open to what is happening, receptive, attentive. You know, when someone is not having a very good time and you've talked and all of that, and you can't think of anything else to say or do. There's nothing else you can say or do. Well, then, a very good thing sometimes is just to be with them. And it's a being with that person that is very close, isn't it? And compassionate, holding their hand, I don't know. Well, being this space that isn't doing anything, you're being it and holding the hand of the world in a way. and the world whose hand you're holding includes all your own feelings, reactions, sensations. So you can be aware of who you really are whenever it occurs to you, of course. Okay, so open your eyes. Sometimes in situations where you are with someone and just being with them, maybe holding their hand and you're being space for them and maybe they're going through a hard time or something, but you're not trying to fix it. You've tried to fix it. You're being this non-doing space that includes them. And then they might just look up and say something. You know, something has changed. Did you do that? Did they do that? Well, it might be something to try out when you find yourself in a situation that is confusing or you don't know the answer to, and you've tried to fix it and you can't. You haven't been able to, let's say. Well, here's something you can do. Not do. Hold your own hand in a way. And see what happens. Okay, take a deeper breath. See that you're space for whatever's going on. And step over this threshold into who you really are whenever it occurs to you.